A Hawaii woman should have graduated from McKinley High School in the spring of 1943, but Sarah Okada Sato's studies were put on hold when she and her family were forced to relocate to an internment camp on the mainland. This year, the state's Department of Education sent Sato an honorary diploma more than seven decades later.
My name is Sarah Yomogi Okada Sato. I am a third generation American citizen.
Sato, who turned 90 years old earlier this year, can still recall the morning of the attack on Pearl Harbor. She was a teenager at the time and was with her family at their home on Kaheka Street.
And I was getting my picnic lunch ready to go on a picnic to Waikiki with my friends. Then all of a sudden, Dad says, "That's a bomb, a real one."
That bomb catapulted the United States into the Pacific War and forever shook the Sato family. Sarah, then a junior at McKinley High, remembers blacking out the windows at home and even carried around a gas mask when she went outside. Later that year, her father, a Matson stevedore, was picked up and brought to Sand Island. He was told he would be sent to an internment camp on the mainland, either alone or with his family.
I told Mom that I didn't want to go into the internment camp because I wanted to finish school in Hawaii. Dad said, "No, the whole family has to go." He said he realized that the family has to be together.
In January of 1943, the Satos were sent to Jerome Relocation Center, an internment camp in Arkansas. It was there that Sato was given a questionnaire. Two questions stood out from the rest. Are you loyal to the United States, and would you serve in the U.S. Army? Instead of answering yes or no, Sato wanted to make a statement.
Dad and I wrote, "Give us the reason for interning us." For that, we got sent to Tule Lake. Nowhere did I say I was disloyal. I just wanted the U.S. government to tell us why we were put in.
After the war was over, Sato returned to Honolulu and spent some time in Japan. That's where she met her future husband, Ken, a Maui boy on a blind date. They married in 1951 and moved to Seattle, where they still live today. Looking back, Sato says the pain of that time still remains.
I was very angry for years for being an intern. It dawned on me that the Constitution was only a piece of paper, and I learned how powerful discrimination can be.
Several years ago, her son Ned read in the newspaper that former internees whose studies were interrupted were now getting honorary degrees. He thought, for history's sake, Sato should get hers.
And I'm very happy that I have it now. It proves that the internment was real.
Sato is the first former internee to receive a diploma from the state, honoring those whose education was cut off during the war. Molly Solomon for HPR News.